Coyotes are all over the Southeast. And while there's no doubt about that, there are still questions about how that came to be and how we can live with them. A just-concluded study by scientists at the University of Georgia offers some new answers. 3 years ago, biologist Michael Chamberlain and others from the University of Georgia's Warnell School of Forestry were out in a field near Augusta, fitting a coyote with a GPS collar. She was one of the animals they would follow for 2 years across hunts of Georgia, South Carolina, and Alabama. And back then, there were some things Chamberlain already knew.
Well, for one thing, coyotes in the Southeast are relying more heavily on deer as prey than Western coyotes do.
And deer hunters wanted to know more about that. As far as anyone could tell, besides taking fawns in the spring, coyotes were scavenging deer during hunting season. Well, the coyotes in the new study showed Chamberlain something else.
White-tailed deer were the most important prey resource for resident coyotes. The constant, consistent use of adults throughout the year is something you can't just ascribe away to scavenging.
So coyotes hunt deer. Probably not the news human hunters wanted. But no love lost. Already Georgia hunters kill about 40,000 coyotes annually. But the effect on the coyote population is negligible. The population's stable, maybe even growing. To understand why, here's Michael Chamberlain with the other key finding of the study.
What we've ended up figuring out is there really are two types of coyotes.
There are resident coyotes, perhaps a 250,000 strong in Georgia. Think nuclear families on plots of land of about 10 square miles that typically have farmland and hedgerows and maybe some forest. In deep, wet woods is where you see the big shift to deer hunting. Otherwise, it's animals like rabbits. Residents avoid people.
Imagine a puzzle with pieces that don't fit tightly together. And the puzzle pieces are these resident territories. And then there are these transient animals, which are somewhat nomadic. They don't maintain space.
Transients are young animals just leaving home, or maybe previously resident animals who've lost their mates. There's something like 90,000 of them in Georgia. So transients move in the space between the puzzle pieces, through power line cuts, highways, and cities, very human places, 60, 70, sometimes 100 miles at a time. And so when a resident coyote dies, a transient coyote is there to hop into the puzzle piece and settle down. It can make coyote management feel like a game of whack-a-mole.
It does. At the property level, it does.
That's Charlie Kilmaster, the lead deer biologist for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. He says you have to think bigger, like statewide bigger. Hence the open season on coyotes in Georgia. But ironically,
indiscriminate coyote harvest, it is not really that effective for improving things for wildlife and livestock.
Chris Mallory is an associate professor of biology at Berry College and a founder of the Atlanta Coyote Project. Given all that, he asks, why kill coyotes at all?
We just sort of feel like lethal management is futile. There are other alternatives.
Which brings us to what Michael Chamberlain says is the next question in the research.
Is try to understand whether we can alter the landscape in a way that benefits species that we're interested in.
And thereby steer coyotes away from deer and toward other prey species. Because it doesn't look like either one of us, coyotes or humans, are going anywhere anytime soon. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.